doctor, doctor, give me the news. I lost 10 years of memory going to the bathroom.
Doctor, doctor, these are real medical stories. Dr. Brad and Dr. John, and we are going to try to figure this thing out here.
If we're going into the bathroom, I'm going to put on an extra smock.
An extra smock?
Or, you know, yeah.
Maybe there's another one in there you can change into in the bathroom here. This is a crazy story. Now, this comes to us from Hong Kong. This happened not too long ago. This is a woman who went into the bathroom, and when she went into the bathroom, she was fine. Upstairs, mentally. Everything was okay. All right? She comes out a few minutes later, and she has lost 10 years of memories.
She strained so hard that her brain froze.
Yeah. This is one of those stories where I think we probably should have reached out to our doctor on call to help explain this thing to us. She lost 10 years of memory. Now, this was in her house where this all went on. According to the China Times newspaper, the woman, a mother, had been backed up there for a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was feeling very uncomfortable. So she had to go in and take care of that issue. And she did spend a little bit of time inside in the bathroom trying to take care of that issue. And she worked really hard, really, really hard, strained herself to relieve herself of this condition.
Push.
And apparently she did. So she came out of the bathroom with the last 10 years completely gone.
I feel 10 years younger or just 10 years erased from her memory?
10 years erased from her
10
memory.
10 pounds lighter?
10 years gone from her memory. Her family schooled her on everything. Like, so if she had a 6-year-old kid in the house, she didn't recognize that kid, okay? But the 15, 16-year-old, she had, there was some accounting of who that might be. Her family.
Hopefully things weren't backed up in there that long.
Her family did the math on this, and they said, yes, she had, we traced it all back. It was exactly 10 years that she had, all these memories were gone. Now, this condition. Thankfully,
was it temporary or did it come back for her?
Thankfully, after 8 hours, things went back to normal. But her family in that time there, they were so worried, they sent her off to the hospital during this time period because she wasn't remembering stuff. They thought that there's something was wrong with her brain. Doctors checked her out. They found that her brain was functioning normally.
That's going to be an awkward call when you call the bill collectors and stuff and say, you know what, I didn't send you that bill last week because I went to the bathroom and I lost 10 years of my memory. I would have sent it to you. I had it all in the queue ready to go, but I'm sorry, I just blanked out.
The doctor explained to her, they said, you used excessive force, excessive exertion, and that is probably, that the doctor said, that's probably what happened to you. It led to an increase in abdominal and intracerebral pressure, which caused a lack of oxygen flow to the brain, resulting in a short-term memory loss. The doctor said that the people who are highly emotional or frequently carry heavy objects have a higher risk of suffering from temporary amnesia.
Highly emotional.
So this is, well, she put a lot of emotion, a lot of passion into this exertion, and the combination of all of that led to a 10-year memory loss. But thankfully, again, it was only for 8 hours. So try using that as an excuse at work if, you know, you forget, you get called onto the carpet for forgetting something. You just say,
man, I pushed too hard in there.
Yeah, I pushed too
hard. Doctor, doctor,
during lunch,
give me the
after
news.
Lunch.
I lost 10 years of memory going to the bathroom.
Might not work, but it's Dr. Doctor, and there's real stories from the medical world.
Go to the China Times if you don't believe a word.
You have precedent now.
What we're telling you here.